What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This dude is hilarious.
I'm sorry.
This dude is hilarious.
You can play the soundbite if you want to. This guy's gold. This guy is gold.
See, but the problem
this
is
this guy's hilarious.
He's senile. Like, come on, man. Like, he's not well. And then you got Stephen A. sitting over there. Stephen A. is as close to Jerry Jones as this camera is to me. Talking about Jerry, come on, Jerry. Come on, man. What is this?
What was the concern look? What do you have to concern?
Just feigning like him. Got it. Oh, come on, Jerry. Come on, Jerry. Goodness gracious, man.
Now, here's the thing. You're not talking to the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. You're talking to the GM of the Dallas Cowboys.
Like, I get.
And I've got a job to do.
I get this is your boy.
I love Jerry Jones.
But at some point, you've got to do your job. Do your job effectively. Is he?
He's the GM. He is doing his job.
Man.
Oh, man, this dude making the rounds, man. He loves this stuff, man.
He loves it. If Jerry Jones sat down right there and I said to Jerry, you have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl this year. Jerry, you can win the Super Bowl. But you don't get to take part in the trophy presentation. You don't get to make the media rounds. As a matter of fact, Jerry, I'm going to do what we did back in the 90s. Jerry, I'm going to give you two Super Bowls. Mm. But here's the deal. I do not want to see your face or hear your voice for the next two seasons. Do you think he'd do it?
He'd look at Steven. He said, go ahead and do it. Congratulations, you played it safe. Winning a Super Bowl.
I think he'd go. I try my luck. I'm gonna do it my way. I've done it all my way, Kenny. I'm gonna do it my way. I think that's what he said.
I believe him when he say he wants to win a Super Bowl so bad.
I believe him too, but not more than he wants that camera with Stephen A. Smith on him.
Hey, he's had it. This is a hell of a summer for him between Micah and this doc.
Oh my God. Man.
He's gone crazy this summer.
He's living the life right now.
The Emmitt
Smith part, like 5 minutes.
When he got
the contract holdout.
Oh, I didn't get there yet.
It's five minutes. He missed nothing.
I need more time with that. I did think about this when I was watching. And once again, I've only seen the first two episodes. How do you think, in all encompassing, like, even some of the off the field stuff. He's not ever on the field, but you get what I'm saying. How do you think Jerry will be remembered? Will he be remembered Jerry, as the greatest owner of
Jerry is of the greatest owner in probably the history of professional sports.
I think he's going to get remembered that way, but all the off the stuff you were talking about, that's not going to get
it. They'll throw a key. They'll throw a word like eccentric.
Yeah.
But even so, you know how, and I think you do too, it's not just me, but you know how we look at these owners. Yes, winning. But what he's done for that franchise and that brand is second to none in sports.
You could argue.
It's only the Buss family.
Yeah, you could argue a lot of what he did for the Dallas Cowboys impacted what has happened with football.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't like about Jerry Jones that I'll never, you know, get over. He is the greatest owner, I think, in the history of professional sports.
I think so too.
In terms of like, now remember, you can argue he's certainly the longest tenured general manager in the history of professional sports. That's a different conversation.
Right.
Now, you could argue that the owner wasn't smart enough to fire that general manager, and that's perfectly fair.
Right.
But what he has turned, like, I think the, you know, the Washington football team selling for, you know, I think that approached $10 billion or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I think that's the gravitational pull of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
He has driven up, and I think you could do a study on this. I feel like the Dallas Cowboys have driven up the value of every professional football team there is mm-hmm. in America, and he's the reason for that.
Yeah.
Certainly a big reason for it.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where you compartmentalize with him, because I'm like you. There are things that I can't stand about Jerry Jones.
See,
but when you get down to what he's accomplished since he bought this franchise, it's second to none. It really is. The only one that comes close to me is Jerry Buss.
So, I'm looking at Polo L here. Polo L says, Jerry Buss in contention? Yes, absolutely. Then he asked about Robert Kraft. Why would Robert Kraft be one of the most – why tell me something that Robert Kraft has done that is influential to professional football.
He didn't elevate
– He didn't. He won.
Around him.
He won. Yeah. That's what he did. And he won with Tom Brady, and he won with Bill Belichick. He won. I'm not going to discredit him for being a winning, but when you talk about influential, now he has influence within the National Football League because he's one of the wealthier guys in the ownership group. He's a winner. That's a big deal. Being in the Northeast is also a big thing, but he is not Jerry Jones. I don't even know if he's second in the NFL. Kroenke might be second in the NFL.
Where would, he's long passed away now, where would Al Davis rank in this?
Al Davis, I think, was pretty influential.
He was.
Yeah. I mean, he went at the league unlike any owner I think we've ever seen to this day.
He was not saying he is Jerry, way. But
yeah,
like, is he in that tier?
His influence is different. There's a lot of Jerry Jones financial influence.
Mm-hmm.
But Al Davis is absolutely another guy who had a direct impact on the NFL.
He did. I can't remember all this stuff, but didn't he have like a lot of like ideas that ended up being in the NFL, like coming from the AFL,
mm-hmm.
the merger, mm-hmm. and like I want to speak out of, but was the Super Bowl his idea, or he?
I don't
got
think
into
I've heard
that like
yeah.
AFL NFL championship. For this one title or something like that.
Okay.
I feel like Al, he didn't spearhead it by himself, but I think he was like kind of one of the brain children.
I always thought it was Joe Namath's idea.
Well.
Talk about being remembered for one thing.
he absolutely is. Al Davis is there. Jerry, I think, is number one. To be honest with you, maybe I'm biased. I'd put DeBartolo ahead of Kraft.
Oh, I think I would too. Yeah, I think I would too.
DeBartolo changed that game.
Was it DeBartolo? It wasn't DeBartolo in the doc. Maybe it was Carmen Policy. Oh, you might not. You haven't gotten to the 49ers yet.
No,
it might have been Carmen Policy. You're talking about like the 49ers business was to make money. That was our business. But we were going to win while we were doing it. Yeah, Jesse was right. Like, the 49ers are the villains of the early part of this documentary. They absolutely are. Yeah, and I can't wait to see what happens when they lose or when they wind up beating them.
Episode 2 is like 5 minutes on the Eagles, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They get past the Eagles. Yeah. And then, oh, here's Joe Montana. Yeah. Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Jerry Rice coming there. Like, there ain't no way they were going to come.
You got Steve Young and, like, man. And it even rekindles the Steve Young, Joe Montana stuff, which I forgot. Joe was there for a year when Steve Young was.
I didn't know that.
You never knew it?
I didn't know that Joe was there for a season on the bench.
Yeah, completely forgot.
I get why Joe's a hater still, I guess. Yeah.
I wasn't aware of, you know, all the intricacies to, like, have feelings on it at that time. But it is crazy to think Joe Montana. Yeah.
You had a team right who's your greatest quarterback legend or whatever. Yep. I mean, I guess it depends on preference between him and Steve. But, like, Joe is, like, the one usually regarded. Like, you had him on the bench.
Yeah.
Well, he still want to play off the different team, right?
Yeah, when he got to the Chiefs? AFC Championship game.
Kansas City, yeah.
AFC Championship game.
Yeah, and they went crazy with that a couple years ago with Alex Smith. Like, Alex Smith, not the first 49ers quarterback to go to Kansas City. And played great. And then, like, that was another prime example of coaching and quarterbacking.
Mm-hmm.
You take Alex Smith, who, you know, oh, he's a bust, he's this, he's that. Like, hang on. Pair him with one of the greatest offensive minds we've ever seen.
And then,
unfortunately for him, the greatest quarterback ever may have arrived after him.
Just keeping, like, the seat warm.
Hey, pal, what do you think about Washington? Is it, where did he go? Was it Washington? Yeah.
And that's when it got.
Oh, got so bad. God, that 60, E60, it was so awful.
I saw something the other day. Alex Smith had the nerve to have shorts on. I said, bro, stop.
Does he still have that bruise there?
It's going to be a scar, I'm sure. Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's there forever?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
I said, bro, please don't.
I thought that thing was going to go away.
Poor guy just wants to wear some shorts in case he's ill.
He out here in Sacramento today trying to wear shorts. I'm like, no, put some sweats on.
Put that away, bro.
Yeah, and put some sweats on.
Yeah, man. But they, then Joe come around. Joe be like, Super Bowl. Joe Montana, that is. Well, I'm torn. I'm going for both teams. Bro, you won 2 playoff games with the Chiefs. What you talking about? You won championships here. What you talking about, Joe?
Yeah, the 49ers did him dirty, though. Joe Montana's looking great. Yeah,
every time that camera flashed to him in his starter jacket during that game was tough. That was so tough.
Man, we would have had that one, too, if they wouldn't call that bogus holding call. Start the game. That set the tone.
Nah, not my problem. I was wee back then, so how about them Cowboys? it was we back then.
I didn't realize that stuff about the Eagles too, how they viewed the Eagles. Like, man, they beat our ass for 3 or 4 years.
They sacked Troy 11 times.
11, yeah. Said it's the most painful game he's ever played. Okay.
So, God, we're really deep diving into this documentary.
It's great.
I think it was the NFC Championship. It was 49ers and Cowboys.
Mm.
The Troy concussion was heartbreaking.
Which one?
The
third time they played, he got a concussion?
It was leading into the second Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. The one in Dallas, he got a
concussion. And was that Dallas? So there was they're telling the story of, like, how this is rivals. We are rivals now. And he was like, yeah, there's this big scrum before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pushing, shoving, pulling each other apart. And then it's one of those dramatic documentary moments where the music cuts and Troy goes, that's the last thing I remember.
Mm.
And they show the clip where he was like, I got hit with a knee. And he was like, I've been hit 10 times harder. You see it. You don't think anything of it. It just looks like it grazes me. I don't remember a single thing.
That's crazy.
And then I don't remember if it wasn't Steve Berline, it was someone else. Or he was like,
was it Garrett?
It could have been. No, I don't think it was, because maybe it was Jason Garrett. But he goes over and, hey, why aren't you dressed? Why aren't you in uniform? He's like, Troy, I haven't been in uniform for 6 weeks. So whoever it was goes to get the trainer and was like, hey, you need to check out Troy. Something's wrong with him. So they go over and talk to him, realize he has a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And load him into the ambulance. plays in the Super Bowl the next week, because there wasn't a week bye.
Yeah.
Played in the Super Bowl the next week, and that's the, you know, it starts with he's dropping back to pass. He can't find his legs. He can't do anything. He's throwing the ball over the place. That's, I remember that Super Bowl well.
The Bills were winning.
Yeah, they were down at half. They were a mess, and someone said, hey, how about we give the ball to 22? And, you know, that Super Bowl, the second half winds up going the way that it does.
This is sacrilegious as a Niners fan, but I really like those three guys. Troy, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith. Yeah. Emmitt Smith, you want to? We talk all the time on this show with the Kings about a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Emmitt.
Emmitt Smith.
I mean, that's all. I think that's all three of them.
I agree. Yeah, I think Michael Irvin. I couldn't stand the playmaker when he was doing his thing, but looking back, I mean that it, when he talked about you just see the clips, like when they played the Redskins in that game and Berline's in there. It's like, just throw the ball my way. Michael is going to get the football. Mm-hmm. It's not like, hey, I'm open. No, Michael, ball's there. I'm gonna go get it.
That the documentary starts. Michael's like, when I was born, that doctor tried to spank my ass and I caught his hands. Like, that's Michael Irvin's first clip. It's like, oh, okay. He's in. Like, Michael's one of those great moments where, I think we've told this story before, where we interviewed him. Mm-hmm. We interviewed Michael Irvin, and we were doing it at home, and it was kind of an off-hours thing. We were recording it. It was before the stream was popping. And, you know, Michael gets, I think Michael called our cell phone, and it's like, hey, appreciate you, Mike. Like, you ready to get started? He's like, oh, you know, you got it, brothers, whatever you need, for sure. Mm-hmm. Great. We hit record, and the second we hit record, he turned into the playmaker. Like, before I said, hey, we're on, he was just, oh, appreciate you, brothers, man. Thank you so much for having me. But the second he knew we were on, it was, oh, well, let me tell you. Let me tell you about Dak Prescott. And I don't know why I did Stephen A. Smith right there. But he just immediately launched in from being Michael into being the playmaker.
Yep.
And his first scene in that documentary, it was like, oh, the playmaker was here for these interviews. Yeah, this is not Michael Irvin right there. This is the playmaker.
Those dudes, man, I got a lot of love and respect for those dudes, man. Those three, they were special. And like I said, Emmitt was just, you talk about tougher than a $2 steak. Mm-hmm. I mean, that dude, he was something else, man. He was absolutely something else.
That was an incredible trio.
I didn't know.
Michael, top 10 wide receiver of all time. I never saw him play or anything like that. So.
Oh, man, he was so good. I mean, numbers-wise, like for me, he's one of the...
If his career doesn't get cut short, does he track that? Like, he pretty much would have been?
Yeah, like, if he has...
It feels like it was kind of...
The tough thing was none of those... The guy who had the biggest numbers was Emmitt. Mm-hmm. Like, Troy didn't have those numbers. I don't think Michael really had those numbers, but...
Yeah, because he's got a 1,500-yard season, 14, 13, 12, 16.
Michael, to me, was one of the best wide receivers I've ever seen. Mm. I mean, there's no question who number one is. You know, people will fight me on this. I have T.O. second. And, like, I won't argue with anyone who says Randy Moss is second, but I have T.O. second. And then I probably would put Michael Irvin in that. I'd probably have Michael Irvin in my top five.
See, the killer is with Mike is there are some big time wide receivers that he just can't go ahead of. Like, he can't go ahead of Megatron. He can't go ahead of Larry Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
He can't go ahead.
All longevity? Not Megatron.
My question is just more like. If he doesn't have his career cut short, if he would have been in that group, because I know like Casey said, like, there's too many guys.
I think he would have.
Tough.
I don't know that his numbers would get to where Randy Moss and Terrell Owens were, or Larry Fitzgerald. But yeah, I think he would have been.
Right now, as I look,
who did we lose first, Troy or Michael?
I feel like Michael.
Well, Michael Irvin was first, and then Troy wasn't. He couldn't have been.
Nah, he was
too long after.
Two after that. He might be top 10, though. I'm looking at some of these guys that are just – I just went yards.
Who's 10th?
Reggie Wayne.
Michael was done 99. Troy was done 2000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So Reggie Wayne is 10th, right? Chris Carter's 13th. I don't know if Michael Irvin was better than Chris Carter.
For me, he was. But I'm biased.
I won't argue on that.
I'm biased.
I think they're about the same. But he might be top 10, though, because some of these other guys, I would take Michael Irvin ahead of Isaac Bruce. I'd take Michael Irvin, no disrespect, ahead of Tim Brown. I'd take him ahead of Steve Smith Jr., or Senior, excuse me. So, yeah, Michael Irvin might have been a top 10 wide receiver of all time. Yeah. I'd move Chris ahead of those guys and Reggie Wayne. Like, I wouldn't put Reggie Wayne in the top 10. So I'd put Chris and Michael Irvin in the top 10 all time for me.
Shout out Emmitt Smith, too. When they try to say, like, oh, Emmitt Smith, best running back ever on the dog, stuff like that. It's like, ah, yeah, but Barry Sanders was there, too.
Yeah, Barry, I think, is the closest to, like, God, here we are again, 3 hours later, like OJ. Like, Barry's like, oh, like, if you him. Just talk to, you talking about the running back. Mm-hmm. Barry, when you watch Barry Sanders, like OJ Simpson, Jim Brown, those guys are comparable. Mm-hmm. Emmitt was a very different type of running back. Emmitt, to me, like, if Bo Jackson's career had lasted, that was like Emmitt. Mm-hmm. Emmitt was, like, stalkier, you know, than Barry was. He wasn't as, Emmitt never felt as graceful as Barry did, but he was tough, and he had that incredible offensive line, and he knew the exact second he needed to cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, he knew who to invite contact with.
Yeah, just shifty. Yeah. Never took a square hit, it felt like.
Yeah.
You know, he just had a knack for that. I'll be honest with you. This may be just an old radio type of conversation, but Barry might have been better, more talented. If you asked me to start a team with a running back, I'd go Emmitt over Barry.
Oh, I don't know. I love Emmitt. I think it'd be Barry for me.
My top two running backs are Barry and then Adrian Peterson, so I'm out then.
I'd go.
Damn it.
Now, see,
Adrian
now
Peterson was amazing.
Yeah, he was incredible.
He was.
He was incredible.
I'll take. That sounds
so like. AD's probably closer to Barry, right? Like, if you were to compare AD to one of them, it would be Barry over Emmitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because AD had everything.
See, my boy always gets lost in the shuffle.
Who?
We're the Danian Thomason.
I love LT. I love think the LT, celebration. I love
LT
it
better than Barry.
I don't think we can call him LT. No. I don't like this. No, there's one LT. No.
If we can call Mellow Ball Mellow.
We don't call Mellow Ball Mellow. We do not call him that.
I'm going to let you know. They call him Mellow now.
Oh.
That's Mellow. I'm sorry.
Terrible. No, he's not.
Mellow said it's cool, though. I don't think Lawrence Taylor said it was cool to call.
I guarantee he
didn't. Yeah, Lawrence Taylor said it's not okay. I guarantee it.
Danny Thomas never beat Bam Bam Bigelow.
I love LT. He's top five, but maybe even top three if you want to move him ahead of Emmitt. But for me, Adrian Peterson was still better. Adrian Peterson had speed, power, like all of it.
Adrian Peterson all-time rushing record.
LT, I'm going to call him LT. Mama called LT, I'm going to call him LT.
I don't know.
His mama even said, don't call him LT.
Yeah, it's like, don't call him that.
Thomason's ability to catch out of the backfield is something that's better than all these guys. He turns
well,
into
Le'Veon Bell was great catching out of the backfield,
but he
couldn't
run like Thomason. Thomason can run like these guys.
Not after that holdout, he couldn't.
Adrian Peterson took Christian Ponder to the playoffs.
Samantha's husband?
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue.
Is that MAGA Ponder?
Is it?
Yeah, Samantha, a little wild.
I will say AP's years after Minnesota are kind of gross. He had one 1,000-yard year with Washington, but before that, dude was a monster. 1,300 yards his rookie year, 1,700 his second.
Crazy.
Almost 1,400 his third year, 1,300 his fourth year. Tears his ACL or whatever that was in 2011. And then 2,000 yards the next year.
Yes, took Peyton Manning's MVP.
What's the accolades for Peterson?
Let me see. We got 7-time Pro Bowl, 4-time All Pro, MVP, Hall of Fame All 2010s team, Rookie of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year. Mm.
These the accolades.
A bunch of just those Pro Football Writers Association awards.
The accolades are almost. Adrian got them like by one Pro Bowl or one All Pro. But it's almost the exact same for Tomlinson.
Because Tomlinson got MVP the year he scored 28.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Barry Sanders won the MVP in 97, 6-time first-team All-Pro, 10-time Pro Bowler, four-time rushing leader.
Low-key, all three of these guys are better than Emmett.
Emmett got to have some pros and Pro Bowls.
These numbers don't make sense. 1,400, 1,300, 1,500, 1,300, 1,100, 1,800, 1,500, 1,500, 2,000, 1,400, I'm out. That's Barry Sanders' career.
He's the GOAT to me, the GOAT running back.
Nuts.
Let me this may not matter. This may not matter, but I'm asking, what's the receiving yards looking like for Barry?
Oh, it was a different time.
Stand by. I can't even venture a guess.
That's what happened.
Who?
Actually, Marshall probably changed the game.
You got LT.
Roger Craig changed the game.
Can you name me one Barry Sanders quarterback, though?
I got
Scott Mitchell.
Shout out Scott Mitchell. I think Dolphins backup.
His lowest season out of the backfield was 147. He ranges, I'd say, from like 225. He peaked his second year at 480. Never had more than three touchdowns receiving.
LaDainian for his career, 47-72.
47-72. In how many seasons or how many games?
Oh, where are we at? 170 games.
Barry had 153 games, 2,921. The killer for Barry was the number of playoff games.
Oh, they beat the Cowboys' ass.
Yeah, that's they did. It's in the dock.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that happened like that either.
Beat Steve Berline.
I didn't know Aikman didn't play in those playoff games. I didn't recall that.
Because
I'm watching the doc, and he talks about how Jimmy was like, yeah, be ready for the playoffs. I was like, all right, so, yeah, they struggled in Chicago. And I was like, wait, he didn't play? And then they won in Chicago? I remember they played in Chicago. I didn't know they won. Berline came on the screen. I said, what are they interviewing him for?
He looked so damn arrogant, too, when he was talking about this stretch. We'll come back, man. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Man, the Cowboys getting a lot of run on this show. It's ESPN Dallas.
Well, this is what happens now that I'm the owner. We'll talk Cowboys day up to day night. And that's when you go ask mommy.
Day up to day night? What sort of Arkansas saying is that?
Well, that's when you go ask mommy and she says no.
Well, that was
but then you
weird.
Go ask daddy.
Hearing Jerry say mommy and daddy was a little that was a little off. Let's see what TC talking about here. 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Man, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? What's good? You good over there? What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm good, bro. Hey, I had y'all on speakerphone, bro, and I went to go cut y'all off, bro, on the phone, fam, man. I fumbled the bag.
It's all right. It's all right. We got you.
Listen, bro. I don't even know what's going on with the Kings, all that smoke. People want to leave. People don't want to leave. I'm just excited for this Niner and Charger game tomorrow, man. I heard Kyle and Hammer. He was talking like he wanted me to call in, but you know what, King and D-Lo, I said, I'm not going to call in. I'm going to wait till after the game, see how it play out tomorrow. Then I have an answer.
What is there to play out? TC, what is there to play out?
Just watching the game, man. You know, and see all the critics talking, see how Lance look, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
I'm sure he'll look fine. It's the third preseason game of the season. He's not playing once the lights are on outside of injury.
Nah, you don't listen, Kenny. We don't know that, right? We don't know that, but that's another conversation. Is he gonna start over Herbert?
No.
Is he gonna start over Herbert?
No.
Right? We ain't gonna say no to that. But can he be a starting quarterback in this league? Don't nobody know, right? So we gonna let that play out. As far as the Kings, bro, I don't know, man. Hey, D-Lo, can y'all answer me, bro? What's going on? Is we in on the boy Kuminga? I know it's Kuminga watch. Is we out? I don't know what's going on. Is it just going to be dead?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, TC. This is tough. It's been a while.
Not
but
today. Not today.
Oh,
sorry.
Man. That was a full fade. Oh,
there's
TC.
There's nothing on Kuminga. There's nothing.
Not like TC. Oh, hey. Just.
Shout out TC.
That
That's my guy.
Tough.
He gets the longest run on
yeah,
the show. But I'm sorry.
Tough.
I had to cut that off.
TC, there's nothing happening, man. You don't.
Oh, you're not missing on TC.
You don't have to. Yeah, there's nothing to tell you. I promise you, if there was, we would. There's nothing to tell you. There's nothing happening.
Everybody just chilling and enjoying the rest of the offseason.
They definitely. I'm sure the Sacramento Kings would love to acquire Jonathan Kuminga. The Sacramento Kings want to do it their ways. No one is keeping you out of the loop. I'm fascinated that we're locked into tonight's game to watch Trey Lance play football
against the
best of luck to
49ers.
Trey Lance. Yeah,
the two that got away on the Chargers tonight.
Trey Lance and Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Look, Trey Lance, my boy. Can he be a starter in this league? Maybe. I'm not here to be like, yes. I don't know. But he's had a good preseason. I love to see that.
Yeah.
And if something were to happen to Herbert, maybe he has this.
Is he their backup?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he has, you know, this symmetry with Jim
Harbaugh.
Well,
good for him. That's kind of a big deal. Yeah. Like, there are some people, you know, affiliated with this show who said he was going to be playing for Dwayne's league.
Oh, yeah. No, I said that. I threw in the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, too. Oh, yeah. He stepped up this preseason, it looks like.
It looks good.
Well, good
he
for
looks
him.
Looks good. I'm glad to see that, man. So, and I think he's maybe worked himself to a point where we don't want nothing to happen to him. But if something happened to Herbert, you can win a couple of games with Jim Harbaugh and Trey Lance together. So, good for him. I love to see that.
Yeah, it's definitely good for him, man. Having an out, I think him winning a backup position is a big deal. Keeps him in the league and keeps him around a good coach for, you know, hopefully a little while.
And
man.
You're always
so
just
him.
One sprained ankle away from getting That's in it. There. And
yeah.
Getting another shot.
And you know,
maybe they call a quarterback draw for Herbert to conspire to injure him and try
oh
to get
God.
Your chance that way.
Oh, my God. You know what my favorite thing hurt, that say. TC does is after the call, he texts. So, like, immediately after the call, he'll
what
just text.
What did he say today?
My bad, bro. Just vibing. And that's all good, TC. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
That's my boy, man.
TC's texts are just like his calls. You're not exactly always sure what he's talking about.
TC in person is what he is on the phones, too.
Oh, yeah.
All energy. All
oh, yeah. All vibes, no breaks for our man, TC. Did you see the Michael Beasley stuff that Shams put out?
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah.
He's back.
What is back? What does that mean?
He's not under federal investigation anymore.
I don't know why. Malik Beasley, not Michael.
But Malik Beasley, yeah.
Michael,
sorry.
Michael's been on the podcast. Mike Beasley,
he might be beating somebody's ass as we speak.
He wild too.
Yeah. Malik Beasley, excuse me. He's no longer under federal investigation. And, you know, Shams, God bless him. And now one of the, you know, the big free agent players is back out there on the market. All right, Shams.
So that's,
we know what you're doing.
The tweet, I'm going to go look and find it. Not the Shams necessarily, but it might have been Shams, but it said that he's no longer a target of their investigation. They didn't necessarily say that he didn't gamble or anything, right?
Right. That's, yes. That's what I see, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if, because like a federal investigation is one thing. It has nothing to do with the NBA, whatever. But if, say, he was gambling, and I'm just ifs and hypotheticals, say there's something larger at play here or whatever, and he snitched on someone, it's like, all right, you gave us a bigger name, we'll leave you be. Like, he's not getting charged. But I wonder if he's, like, if that means he hasn't gambled or if he's just, they're going after a bigger fish here.
Hard to tell. His attorneys met with the Eastern District of New York and received determination on Beasley not being considered the target after allegations regarding gambling on NBA games and prop bets during the 23-24 season. Months after this is a quote from his attorney, months after this investigation commenced, Malik remains uncharged and is not the target of this investigation. An allegation with no charge, indictment, or conviction should never have the catastrophic consequence that has caused Malik. This has literally been the opposite of the presumption of innocence.
Yeah, it's like he's not the target of the investigation, so that means there's still an investigation going on. I'm sure it has to do with the NBA or just.
But it doesn't appear that he's involved in it.
Yeah. I wonder if there's something bigger at play.
So
maybe.
Because I feel like they would have told us that he's cleared. He didn't gamble on the games. Like, he didn't do that stuff that he was accused of. Rather than he's just not the target of the investigation.
And you know what?
Are you playing with words there?
I might be, but I figured like you'd want that out there. Like, yes, Malik Beasley, maybe I am playing with words, but I figured like you want that out there.
Okay.
Maybe it is the same thing.
You want to use a word like clear.
Yeah, like he did not gamble on basketball games. He did not gamble on NBA games and any of that stuff.
Also, I don't know how this works or who you should go after or could go after, but hey, somebody got to like pay me something or do something because you put this out here. You put this information out here, and regardless of what you come back and say later, this is on my reputation.
Oh, that's what his attorney just said.
Yeah, somebody got to pay me something.
This is an allegation with no charge, indictment, or conviction should never have the catastrophic consequence that this has caused Malik.
Yeah, somebody got to. I need some monetary. I might have lost some money.
You missed out
on a lot of money.
I don't think there's any might.
There was a three-year, $42 million deal, I think, out there in the beginning of free agency that you missed out on.
Who would he sue? The government?
The Eastern District of New York.
The first entity that put it out there as news. CNN.
What are you suing for though? Because like they just reported. Well, like, but yeah, what if they just reported that he was under investigation? Like, teams aren't going to touch that.
This isn't slander if he was actually under investigation.
That's just what happened. Teams won't touch that if you're under investigation, which he was.
I don't think this is. I'm just reaching, trying to find a way to. Those things aren't.
Well,
those reports aren't necessarily confidential, are they?
Good question. Don't have an answer.
If they are and you reported on it, maybe I can come after you.
It's not confidential because we hear about this stuff not all the time. Yeah, we hear about investigations, players, blah, blah,
Freedom
blah.
Freedom of Information Act. Like, it's probably not that hard to find out what the Eastern District of New York is doing. But the problem, your frustration lies in the last line of what his attorney said, which is 100% true. It's always been 100% true. This has literally been the opposite of the presumption of innocence. The presumption of innocence is a very sweet thing for the judicial court to say. It does not exist. The presumption of innocence has never existed in any walk of life. And you can lose your job because of an allegation, to use the words that his attorney used. You can lose your job because of an allegation with no charge, indictment, or conviction. That is not new. The presumption of innocence absolutely does not exist. It doesn't exist. Yeah. So what's next for Malik Beasley will certainly be interesting to follow here, as not only his attorneys have been at work today. Now his agents are going to have to get to work. Teams that have an exception to sign Beasley to a contract greater than $7.2 million include the Chicago Bulls, Indiana Pacers, New Orleans Pelicans, the Sacramento Kings, and the Washington Wizards. The Brooklyn Nets also have cap space of more than $20 million. No clue how the Sacramento Kings fit into that, because clearly I don't understand the salary cap.
I thought we didn't have no money.
I don't understand how that's even possible. Oh, I know why. The 14... the 14-point mid-level thing that they have.
Schroeder didn't.
Yeah, right, under. Right. They have that. Didn't really keep up on this Jaylen Brown story.
I didn't either. I saw the headline.
The headline for those who haven't seen it. Father of Celtics star Jaylen Brown arrested for stabbing.
Attempted murder, dear
God.
Huh?
Dear God.
I don't know if he's charged or potentially charged with attempted murder or something.
Did you see the...
That's crazy.
Did you see the Josh Giddey Chicago stuff?
No.
Like, it's getting contentious, but in a far different way than the Warriors Kuminga thing is. Uh-huh. They will not entertain a sign and trade. They will not entertain conversations with anyone. And... They're just kind of at a stalemate of what, like, they want to do. And I'm not sure if they're pushing him to sign the qualifying offer, or they're just waiting to see if he winds up signing the qualifying offer. But they want him to play for them. They just want to do it for as inexpensive as possible.
These teams are getting a little out of hand.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
They want him to do it for as inexpensive as possible for as little amount of time as possible, which is the one-year qualifying offer.
Damn.
Which I don't understand what the direction of the Chicago Bulls is.
I don't either. I thought they would have moved on from Kobe White, and they haven't.
Mm.
You know, and not because he's a bad player or anything. Obviously, he's really good. But what? Once again, what are you doing? What are you trying to establish? What are you trying to build? What kind of cohesion or lack thereof or do you have with that roster? It's really bizarre. It really is bizarre. And then you got Giddey. I don't know what you're doing with him. Why are you messing around with him? I understand if you don't have to pay a certain amount, like, why should you? But I think there's also, in some cases, some good faith that goes on between a guy that you want to be around for some years. Like, yeah, take care of him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's just a fantasy world.
Mark Stein said the Warriors have called the Lakers multiple times over the past year and a half to gauge interest in LeBron James. How could they do that? Who's the contract they can move there? To get it done right now, who is it?
Draymond is involved. Maybe a combination.
Well, I figured that. I figured he wouldn't be, though.
Buddy and Moody might.
Oh, you're right. What's Buddy? 9?
I'm not sure. Or maybe Buddy and Moody. Know.
I feel like you can't do it without Draymond, but I feel like we might be missing a contract. It feels like they always have a contract sitting around.
Yeah.
Unless you sign Kuminga.
Well, can you trade Jimmy Butler?
Well, that'll get it done, but.
Oh, maybe that makes Draymond more expandable. I still don't think they'd do it, but
Draymond's in there. Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do, Steph. They might trade you to get LeBron here.
Just put a camera on Draymond when he's traded. No, Draymond, you're getting traded. Someone get Herb Jones. Draymond, you're getting traded.
Buddy and Moody are nowhere close.
What's Buddy, 9?
9, and Moody's 11.
20, yeah, that isn't even close. But you throw Draymond in there, now you could do it.
Yeah.
But you need one of those big contracts. I feel like they always have one of those big contracts lying around that they don't want, but clearly that's not a thing for them.
Warriors
anymore.
Yeah, Lakers, you guys interested? You know, we're not giving up Steph, Jimmy, or Draymond.
Mm.
No. Call back later. Hey, you guys, why do you guys keep calling us with this? No.
Stop calling, Joe. And tell Mike to stop calling, too.
Those boys, they live in a fantasy land. Warriors live in a fantasy land. This is the workout for them, I guess, but.
What if Atlanta started gauging the trade market for Trey? Would there be a large market for him?
There'd be a good-sized market for Trae Young. I do believe that.
You sure?
I believe that. Yeah. I believe that. I believe.
I don't know what to believe after this offseason.
Yeah, are you sure there'd be a big market?
Yeah,
I guess with the new aprons, do you want to give Trae a max knowing he's can you go all in on Trae Young?
I guess that's the other part is the extension that he's certainly looking for from Atlanta that he's going to be looking for from anybody.
Like, are you ready to give Trae that max extension? Like, all right, Trae Young's our guy.
I don't know that he's got that market.
That's so crazy to me.
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
I would have loved Trae Young here.
Yeah, I know we're all on the same page, but just in general, like, the thought that it's Trae Young, like, I don't know if I want to pay him max money.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild to me.
Do you want to pay
a new era in the NBA?
Do you want to pay any guard max money?
Me or the league?
The league.
Probably not.
Like someone like who can't play a 3 or a 4. Like you can put LeBron. You could put Harden anywhere on the floor. You could put LeBron, Luka, all of these guys anywhere on the floor. But you can't really do that with Trae.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to pay guy? It's. I mean, it's kind of.
Jalen Brunson's out of style already?
Jalen Brunson.
I'm not the biggest Jalen Brunson fan. Like, I appreciate you. Jalen is an assassin in the playoffs. Mm. But, like, I don't – do you want to build your team around Jalen Brunson?
That style got some scrutiny during the playoffs.
Yeah, it did.
And
for the first time, I think he caught heat.
Yeah,
I think it was the first time Jalen Brunson caught heat this playoffs. Usage rate and all of this different stuff.
I'm trying to find if there's a SGA would be the one. I know maybe he's more like a hard type guy that you can play.
Yeah,
but SGA, I look at Cade. Ty
Reese Halliburton.
Yeah, you probably would.
Okay.
Yeah, you absolutely would. Well, in theory, yes. Today, now with one Achilles.
Well, yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
I still do it. I still pay Tyrese. If Tyrese was due for an extension right now, I'd give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get the KD deal.
Donovan Mitchell. I'd pay Donovan.
There you go.
Mitchell, top
okay.
Dollar.
Okay.
There aren't very many though. Nah, like I'm just.
So the question is: is Trey one of those?
I think he is. For the NBA, though, it sounds like no, to your guys' point.
Mm.
Yeah, it sounds like.
This was not a development I saw coming a few years ago. Not at all.
Man, I would have bet you anything Trey would have, if he was available, there'd be people knocking down the Hawks' door.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, Jose brings up Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, that's probably a good one.
You know, I had a thought.
I don't think Maxey is a one.
I was going to say.
I think he's a really good number two on a team, I think. Maybe.
I had a thought a couple weeks ago.
I don't know what to do with that yet.
I had a thought a couple weeks ago. I was like, if you were the Kings, would you give every real asset you had to get Tyrese Maxey? We talking crazy draft picks.
To do what?
To like kind of be the build? Foundation, yeah. To build around him.
Are you keeping Domas here too?
I try
like,
to
give me two guys who are left. In your scenario.
Let's just go with Keegan. And I'll say Keegan and Zach.
Keon's gone.
Mm-hmm. Malik's gone. DeRozan's gone. Sabonis is gone. Draft pick.
Damn, Sabonis is gone too?
About three or four draft picks gone.
That math don't even work. I can't believe I'm going to say this. You got to leave Domas.
Well,
I guess Zach's here.
Maxey got one of them contracts.
Yeah, but DeMar plus Malik, and then you're stealing someone else. Mm-hmm. What do I got to do? Oh, this is great. You're Daryl Morey.
I'm a dumbass.
You know what? That's your best impression. Spot on, sir. Well done. Well done. I want to keep Keon in this.
I mean, because he makes such little money, maybe he's be able to.
Have you seen Isaac Jones? Have you seen Mason Jones? Look, I'll lease Mark Jones out to you if we can get this deal done.
So if you give me
Tyrese to have here with Domas and Keegan and preferably Keon. I know you said Zach's here too, and that's fine. But we know that's a a thing that'll fall off later. I would do that
if you are insisting on keeping Keon.
And that's three draft picks at minimum, probably.
The four draft picks that you're giving me is now five.
Oh, I'm not giving you. I don't even think I can trade you five. Daryl, this is why you're a dumbass. I don't think I can even trade. Look, I'll give you some second rounders, idiot. But that's, do you not know how this league works? Can you get your cap guy on the phone?
I'll give Dummy. You some second rounders, idiot is pretty funny.
Give you a
well, four.
That's what David Stern said to Dell Demps. Give him some second rounders, idiot.
We're at four. You want to keep Keon? All right, give me a pick swap.
Fine.
Unprotected pick swap. I don't even know if that's a thing.
I don't even know. I'm sure it is. I'm sure everything in this freaking league is a thing. I don't know that would be my. I hear you, and I get it. Like Tyrese is. Fantastic. Maxey's fantastic.
The reason why I thought about them is because they're on a fast track to nowhere.
They're dying.
And he makes top dollar.
Yeah.
So maybe they
And he's gonna be dragging carcasses behind him for the foreseeable future. Yeah. Does it all depend? Are you willing to give Joel and Paul George any room whatsoever. We get an emphatic no is coming from Jesse.
Yeah, I think Joel's done.
I'm out on Joel completely. Maybe Paul George can help.
I think I'm out on both of them.
I can understand.
Like that. No one has a clue what's going on with Joel Embiid. And I think that includes the Philadelphia 76ers. In my pessimistic side, that includes Joel Embiid.
I think Joel does know.
And it's done.
Know.
Yeah, it's harsh, but I've already kind of moved on as if Joel Embiid's career is just kind of, he's done.
That's awful.
The same way. Yeah, it's terrible.
That's like Joel Embiid, whatever, like what he was before
for
these injuries at the end.
Four years, he was a top three player in the league.
If he was healthy, he would have been one of the best centers of all time.
I mean, it was Jokic, Giannis, and Joel for four straight years.
Straight up. Edgecombe, maybe they look at him and Maxey as their future.
Yeah, you don't have a future with those two contracts, though. Tyrese's contract has, you know, that's something. You don't have a future when you're paying a guy who can't play for you $60 million for like three or four more years. And the sad part is Paul George might actually wind up being worse.
Shout out PG, man. He's back to podcasting.
Finally, yeah, I'm waiting.
As he should be. Like, what else is he going to do? He can't prepare for the season.
What was he had more episodes? No, put some ice.
Yeah, put some ice on your knee and do a podcast.
Ball game.
Everybody, crack a drink and enjoy the weekend. Jesse? We have to end the show. Do you want to keep talking, pal? Have a great weekend, everyone, man. We'll see you here Monday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos Sixers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.